If you take a look at the beginning of Parshas Chayisara, you see an Avram Avinu who's dealing with the death of his wife, burying his wife, and then he moves on from there to finding a wife for his child Yitzchak. That's the story of Parshas Chayisara. Yet fascinating is if you look at Parshas Lech Lecha and Parshas Vayera and you get a sense of who Avraham is, it's much more earth-shattering moments. It's picking himself up and moving to a new country, then relocating again, spreading out the name of God to all the inhabitants. You have the story of Avraham interacting with the Avimelech and the battle of the four kings and the five kings and the banishment of Ishmael and the miraculous birth of his child Yitzchak at 100 years old. Why the contrast? Why is it that Lech Lecha and Vayera are so overpowering and Chayisara is so mellow? If Adin Steinsaltz offers a beautiful explanation, which I think is a really powerful lesson for each and every one of us. He says that in a person's lifetime, a person will have moments of great heights, moments of very, very, very complicated challenges. And at the same time, a person will also have moments that are very different. He's going to have moments of quiet, moments of tranquility, or moments of just normal everyday life. He says you can't possibly appreciate the normal moments without the great moments. And you can't appreciate the great moments without the normal moments. The two of them operate in concert, one in the same, in order to give a person an appreciation of the fact that life is highs and lows, ebbs and flows, peaks and valleys. Avram Avinu was Avram Avinu. He did unbelievable things, but Avram Avinu would be unrelatable if that's all he did. So comes along Chayisara and makes Avram Avinu more real to us. It gives us his challenges in everyday life, the things that we have. We're going to have to figure things out for ourselves. We're going to have to figure out a lot of other things. That is the story of Parshas Chayisara. Rav Steinsaltz offers that that's the way we have to approach life. We have both kinds of moments, highs and lows. And by reflecting on each one of them, we're able to figure out how to make the most of our life.